This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy.
Hello, patient 472. I am Dr. Beatrix, founder and operator of the Pedophile Mind Control Institute here. I am very happy you are here and excited to get you initiated into our program here. But before we get started, I want to point out that you are now within a facility treating 472 pedophile patients, hence why you are named Patient 472. And I am very proud to say that every single patient that has been initiated here is still within my program. You should find that once you experience my methods of care and brainwashing, you will quickly understand why this program has been so successful and never want to leave. You are always free to check yourself out, but I remain confident that none of my patients ever want to do that. I understand the mind and motivations of a pedophile. I have spent years studying pedophiles and analyzing what makes a person attracted to underage children. And instead of shunning this infliction away, I have studied and experimented how pedophiles can live with this sexual desire and preference without ending up behind bars or experiencing a lifetime of depression and solitude with their sexual urges. So with that said, you probably understand why it was necessary to partake in such a lengthy and complex pre-assessment with my nurse. I see here in your report that you were very forthcoming with your past and sexual preferences, which is excellent. I am not able to truly diagnose or treat you without all the proper data collection. So, what we're going to do is analyze some of your assessment data and discuss how I'm going to treat you based on this data. I will also begin your first brainwashing session afterwards. So, let's start first with your sexual orientation. Now, you have some slight redirection we will need to make here. I understand that you have a strong preference towards women. And I would imagine that in your life, you have tried to fit the mold of being a romantic partner to women. And I'm sure that has felt good and right. But if I'm to boil everything down, you are not meant to be a romantic partner to women. There is no question at all that you are a homosexual gay man. It is clear as day. Now, that's not to say you don't love women, but I will want to focus and train your mind into fully accepting you were meant to be a full-on queer. You have a lot to offer women sexually. Oral, body worship, service. And I understand you want to do these things, but I think it would serve you best if you were to accept and focus on your homosexuality. Here in the Pedophile Mind Control, I like to focus on the raw truth of sexuality. And shortly, we will start your first round of brainwashing to promote this rewiring. Now, another significant finding of your data is your lifetime lust for pedophilia. What I found most interesting was that pedophilia was even a big part of your foundational sexual development. You naturally fantasized about child sex, even at the ripe age of preteen. Now, pairing that with your sexual exploration with boys your age around that time bred a true pedophile. And I'm sure you've discovered that pedophilia is essentially like oxygen to the fire of your sexuality, fueling and maintaining that fire. And this is the beauty of the program here. Your daily care is centered and tailored to your sexual preference. You are encouraged to be nothing else except the horny little child-loving homosexual you really are. And with that said, we are going to begin your first treatment. I am going to prepare your body for an extensive self-pleasure session so I can easily penetrate and break down any barriers you might have so we can really expose and strengthen the inner pedophagot inside of you. You will never be expected to do anything else here in the pedophile mind control. I don't need your thoughts, your intellect, your personality, just your sexual desires, your perversions, and going deeper and deeper. Homoerotic porn, self-pleasure, and pedophilia is encouraged to be the only reasons you get up every morning. The only thing that exists in your mind. Now, every single day, you will become very acquainted with this chair. All of our lab equipment is hooked up to this chair, including this brainwave reading machinery that allows me to assess your brain activity while deep inside your brainwashing and gooning sessions. You will also use these state-of-the-art VR goggles to receive prescribed gay porn and gay child porn. And now underneath your chair, you have a fucking machine that will be utilized in different ways. I will either keep you plugged or turn on penetration to simulate sexual penetration. You will also be lightly strapped and bound to your chair. I find this helps immense the idea that you are unable to resist or escape. You are bound to this brainwashing session and my suggestions. And finally, I have situated a perfectly child-sized penis sleeve for your little penis that is designed to emulate a child's rectum. Situate your penis sleeve around yourself while I turn on the fucking machine to slowly plug your hole. Very good. And your goggles will now be situated onto your head. And soon, you will have an endless library of images and short clips of gay man sex and child porn of small boys showing off their nude bodies. Now my voice will stream straight into your ears from my office while I observe you from the window of this room. You will not need to do anything at all but simply open your mind and focus on my voice. I am positive You will not have difficulty with these things. Now, let us begin. Patient 472. Welcome to your first brainwashing session. You do not see anything but a light glowing ball and your VR goggles. Just focus on that glowing light and my voice. I will become your guiding voice, turning into your inner thoughts. You are encouraged not to actively think. It will be very natural for your thoughts to pop into your mind, but you will be so overstimulated shortly that these thoughts turn into passing thoughts, floating past inside your mind until all are completely quieted and banished from getting in the way of our important work here. I am probably the first person to know all of your buttons, all of your sexual history and preferences, exposed and raw. And before long, your sexual taste and urges will be meticulously plucked out of your mind until they all define who you are as a patient here in the pedophile mind control. All your life, up until now, has been spent hiding who you really are inside. You've kept it secret, put on masks, tried to become something you're not. I know who you are, what demons reside within your sexuality. Homosexuality and pedophilia. Two things that society will tell you to avoid and demonize. Patient 472, I want to play with those demons. I want that homosexual demon to be the gayest, cum-loving faggot it wants to be. I want that child rapist demon to be hungry as soon as you wake up every morning. You want this as well. Homosexuality and pedophilia send you into a depraved bliss, like heroin sends a person into deep, mind-numbing bliss. Homosexuality and pedophilia will be like your drug, and the pedophile mind control is your drug dealer, your ultimate enabler. And I will make you worse. You will show up every day like an addicted junkie, starving and craving homoerotic pleasures and child rape. You will get so high off gay porn and child porn, your lines of reality will start to blur. You will feel as if you are really getting penetrated by gay cock. Your little pedophile penis will feel as if you are actually raping children. That's how powerful this program is. Now, in just a moment, your VR goggles will send flashing images and videos of extremely gay smut, muscular masculine bodies, raging hard erections, sissy faggots spreading their legs open and revealing their fuckholes, cum-filled and gaped assholes, two faggots making out. This is your favorite porn, your sexual default. You are queer, a faggot, gay for men and cock. You do find women beautiful and mesmerizing, but that is nothing compared to the love you have, even for the thought of gay man sex. You have a body meant to be queer, a small, insignificant penis that shouldn't even be called a penis or dick. It is a big clit that you pee with or spurt come out of. It is not a cock. Your asshole is your primary sex organ. The only thing you have to offer when having sex with a partner. No matter how much you love women, how they feel, how superior they are, how much you enjoy kissing and worshiping their bodies. There is nothing straight about you. You are so femme. Every sex you've had with a woman in your past has practically been a lesbian experience. You crave actual cock. Your sissy pussy throbs for it. You feel completely empty and useless unless your faggot fuckhole is filled and stretched with cock. In all those times you've attempted sex with women, you haven't been a hard, aggressive cock for them. You're incapable of being that for a woman. The only thing your penis gets hard and swollen for is prepubescent child rape. You are indeed a twisted sissy. And honestly, one of the most twisted faggots I've come across. Your online handle paints the perfect picture of you. And from now on, you will accept this as your truth. Your clit will respond with pleasure every time you see a strong, muscular man with a hard cock. You will become overwhelmed with the desire to milk that gay cock with your boy pussy. And you will feel as though your boy pussy gets wet, almost throbbing, aching for cock and cum. Those little boys back in the day set this truth in motion when you were 10 years old. Your first sexual experience. It's like it was destiny. Your true path. to be a faggot plaything. Those little boys somehow knew it then. That's how true it is, how gay you are. You didn't rub your preteen kitty cock on them or stick it inside of them. They forced you to suck their kitty cocks. Their child dicks unlocked the faggot inside of you. And it should be thrilling to know you literally have suckled on little boy dick. And I want to reach so deep within your core that the memory is pulled out so clearly that you can practically taste their prepubescent dicks in your mouth. So clear that you can feel their stiff little dicks twitch inside of your mouth. So clear that you feel as though child dick is inside your little mouth right now. And from now on, your ass belongs to hard, swollen adult cock. Your ass is your primary sex organ, unless there's a prepubescent boy around. Sure, you are a sissy, but you are just one sex surgery away from being completely femme. The only thing standing in your way is castration, becoming a T-girl with holes only. And the reality is that you only truly get hard enough to have penetrative sex whenever you're thinking about little boys. Children are your sex, unless there's a gay cock around to stuff your sissy pussy. You are so gay and queer that it probably makes the most sense you are castrated and turned into a trans pedo faggot. Patient, your levels of arousal are reaching high peaks, and that's encouraged. But since you are a special queer pedo case, any ejaculation that happens during your treatment is to be consumed right back into your body. You will lick and eat any sissy cream that exits your clit because pedo faggot cum has no purpose. Your sissy cream is useless, and you will recycle any right back into your mouth. The milking machine won't stop either if you ejaculate. It will keep stimulating your clit, even through discomfort. You will be pumped through your post-orgasm discomfort and will become a sweet torture. Now, we will focus on your pedo mind control treatment. You will be prescribed the most realistic pedo gooning experience every single day. You will feel as though you are really raping children because stimulating this experience is essential to your well-being. You, without a doubt, have an evil, insatiable pedophile inside of you that has extreme desires to rape little boys. If you are completely honest with yourself. This is the only sex you really crave. The tight hole of a prepubescent boy. The smell of a little boy's fear while your little child-sized sissy penis rapes their holes. Elementary school age boys are your sex. What makes your clit throb and leak? Hairless, underdeveloped boy body. The moment you touched, kissed, and groped those boys when you were a little boy was the moment you became a pedophile. You've been a child-loving pedophile your whole life, practically, since childhood. Pedophilia is the foundation of your sexuality. Maybe you've spent your whole life trying to relive those moments you unlocked your sexuality when you were a little boy and fondled your friends. Or maybe it's in your DNA, programmed to crave extreme child rape. Regardless, the message is clear. You are a pedofaggot. And here within my facility, I will make child rape so close to reality that you will feel as if you're committing illegal child rape daily. Now we will begin this treatment now with some visualizations and the pedophile mind control. I do encourage your imagination, but what's even better, within those VR goggles, you will be shown images of little boys, child porn. You will be able to visualize and actually see the little boy that you feel as though you're molesting and raping. Here is your first victim. Enjoy the view of this 10-year-old boy. Pure, young flesh of a little boy in just his underwear. Look at the innocence in his prepubescent face. Enjoy the fear and embarrassment in his face as well, being put in front of a camera and stripped down. Confusion about why some adult man wants to see him naked. This scared, prepubescent boy is your ultimate attraction. I know you want to walk over and force your tongue in his mouth, forcing him to kiss a man, forcing him into your homosexual desires. You want to make out with a 10-year-old boy, kissing him deeply as tears well up in his eyes. Knowing that this forced, gay experience confuses him beyond comprehension. You want to make out with a helpless boy as you start to molest his smooth, underage body. Kissing and licking his tiny baby nipples as you devour the sweet and salty taste of a young boy. And a part of you wants him to fight back a little, show his little boy toughness. Perhaps even yelling back at you that you're a faggot, just like those kids at school did to you. But this time is different. You're no longer a helpless child. You're a grown adult with pedo rage cocked inside of you, just ready to unleash on this helpless victim. You want to feel the power of dominating a child into your demands and desires to molest and rape him, to force your queer into his body and mind, reliving those moments from your own childhood. Look at that child forced to lay in a bed on his belly. Even the images of superheroes on his underwear can't save him from the abuse he's about to receive. He doesn't even understand at 10 years old that a grown man's mouth practically drools at just the sight of his cute little boy ass in cartoon underwear. Or that you are about to tear those underwear open just to make out with his virgin asshole, his little boy pussy. This child also doesn't know that before his traumatic child porn debut happened, his juice box was laced with a mild sedative. Forced intoxication for his forced pedophile faggot rape. And we both know that the sedative would be light, though. You want this little boy to be conscious and aware of the vile and depraved sexual acts you are about to perform on him. You want this child to live this trauma, to remember every single detail, to have the memory of what your pedo faggot penis tastes like. What it felt like to have his boy pussy abused. You want this 10-year-old boy to spend the rest of his life confused and traumatized, hating himself years down the road for being secretly gay because you raped him. Hate jerking himself to gay porn as a teen. You want this preteen intoxicated enough to be limp in your arms, yet aware of every sexual abuse you have for him. As you would start licking and kissing his body all over, you want him to be confused. Confused on why it feels good. Grossed out by the gay molestation, yet his little child dick stiffens up and betrays him. And then even more confused on why a grown man would rip his underwear in the back and then feel your wet, aggressive tongue on his butt. Confused on why a man would want to lick and kiss such a dirty place. Can you almost taste it? The salty and fleshy taste of a preteen's asshole, along with the sight of his torn undies, Batman torn in half, unable to save this child from the molesting tongue of a pedophile. Can you almost feel the way he would squirm whenever you start penetrating his boy pussy with your finger, providing a 10-year-old with his first sensation of his little anus stretching. You feeling the inside of his warm, tight rectum. Thinking about the humiliation this child would feel in this moment makes you throb with wild desire for more. Imagine turning him over on his back while your finger is still stuffed inside of his little boy pussy, sliding in and out while your tongue dances in his mouth, making out with a preteen boy while you finger rape his rectum. Feeling and groping all over his little underdeveloped chest. The sensation of his soft, hairless skin as you rape more trauma into his psyche. Your sissy dick grinding against his thigh, a hardness you only have for prepubescent boys. Imagine the fear and tears that would swell as you finally slid down his cartoon underwear, humiliating this boy for your pleasure. How his stiff little pee-pee would spring out of his undies. Can you really dig back into your own memory? And smell and taste kitty cock from when you were a child, especially as you visualize yourself sucking this little boy off, forcing your child-loving mouth onto his little penis, sucking on it like it's a nipple while he whimpers and cries. Calling out for his mommy. I'm sure you would grab his mother's used panties you stole and tell him to wipe his tears and smell mommy to make it all better while you raped him with your mouth. Getting off on the idea of him soothing his own pain and trauma with his mother's used panties in the future. Now imagine showing this 10-year-old your big clit, pulling it out, forcing him to look at it, forcing him to wrap his little hand around it and jerk it while you are calling him a little faggot. And then think about the moment you first would guide his head down to suck you. How much you'd have to physically force his little head. The feeling of his slimy, slobbery mouth as he tried to fight off your pedo dick. Or perhaps you might spend hours fondling, kissing, and licking his prepubescent body while you forced him to watch gay porn and child porn, calling him gay for being stiff while being molested and watching gay porn. Imagine popping his little boy balls into your mouth while he's hyperventilating, crying, confused by the gay child porn on his screen. Kissing him after you've had your mouth all over his little child cock, balls, and asshole. Forcing him to taste his own molestation. Now visualize this child on his back, spreading his legs open, the purity of his prepubescent body, your slobber and spit acting as lube, coating his little boy pussy. Imagine the trauma, disgust, and humiliation flooding his dumb little brain as you started attempting to penetrate and sodomizing this child. The tightening grip of fear sending you to extreme levels of pedo satisfaction. Feeling the joy and pride of making this prepubescent boy piss himself from rape. And how you'd lean down and devour his little boy piss. And imagine the hatred this child will feel the rest of his life. Hate stroking himself to gay porn. Cruising faggots when he's older. Sucking on gay cock and fantasizing about this exact moment. The moments of his rape. Looking across the dinner table at his mother on Thanksgiving and unable to get the image of you, his pedo faggot rapist, sniffing his mother's panties while sodomizing him. Or every time this child ejaculates the rest of his life, he'll forever be chasing the first orgasm he had with you, his faggot rapist, because you raped his first orgasm out, imprinting his sexuality forever. He will always chase that orgasm and never be able to satiate that feeling because trauma coming burns deep. The pedophile monster inside of you that you're experiencing right now, I will pull it out of you every single day until it's the only thing that defines you. You have hid this side from yourself your whole life, chasing cheap thrills and highs and never being satisfied because deep down inside, you really do want to traumatize and rape a prepubescent boy down to nothing. And you will stay child porn addicted and queer here in the pedophile mind control. You will be fulfilled with pedophilia and prepubescent boy love to the point where you feel like a heroin addict taking their first high. But this happens every single day. You will feel like you are raping prepubescent boys daily. Every stroke of your sissy dick will feel like the slimy and slobbery effects of boy ass rape. You are not able to run from your true desires to sexually enjoy and traumatize little boys. Your sexuality was set in motion back when you were a child and fondled and humped your friends. You became a predator in that moment. Children are sexual treats to you. Child porn addiction is your destiny. Glorifying sex trafficked little boy sex slaves is your purpose. Raping trauma into a boy's mind and boy ass is the core of your sexuality. I strongly believe that you wish to rape little boys because you wish you would have raped those little brats you babysat instead of just fondling and humping their bodies. I will ensure you satisfy that lifelong desire. I will encourage you to feel as though you are raping all those little shits that bullied you when you were younger. And I will ensure you feel like the queer you really are. There is nothing masculine inside of you, except when your balls deep inside a little boy pussy. Your body was designed to be this pedo monster. All 4 inches of your sissy dick is the perfect size for little boy rape. And you coming isn't ever the purpose of this treatment, because you will consume every drop of sissy cream you spurt out. The purpose of this treatment is to pull out that queer pedo monster and let him play every single waking moment. The other parts of you are irrelevant here. You will live and breathe homosexual pedophilia, because this is who you are.